Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Second hour here, you can dial in, and you can join us here on the radio. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
So how do I dial up?
How do you dial up?
Dial
you
up
pick up your phone.
Like I dial in.
Yeah, you don't get to use a dial
do,
up.
Do I use a rotary phone and I dial?
I don't think we can dial in. I think we got to come. He's not gonna want us to call it.
You can talk more about that on Nobody Tells the Truth tonight at 10:30 Eastern Time. You can join Nobody for another episode of Nobody Tells the Truth. It's available only on our video streaming platforms. We have DLive and Twitch for now. DLive.lrn.fm, Twitch.lrn.fm. I actually have news about Twitch tonight. I don't know if we'll talk about it on this show, but they are cracking down now on copyrighted music. And
yeah.
There's news about that.
I got the same message from them.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
an actual news story.
Speaking of censorship, I had a video censored on YouTube.
Really?
I don't have many videos on YouTube, but apparently VPN tutorials are too adult for kids.
Whoa, really?
Wow.
I was shocked.
So you hosted your own show. It's called Freedom Decrypted. Folks can see that over at was the site back up?
Yeah, the site's back up.
Okay, everything's
working again.
FreedomDecrypted.com. Check out Chris's show.
Just an aside, you got to remember to ask me about the Freedom Box.
Okay, very good. So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We talked to Bobby in Florida, watching on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm glad the topic was brought up because about the not talking to police. This happened to me this morning. I don't know if it's any surprise to you, but I live in a group home, and so some people are interchangeably in and out of here, you know, within 2, 3, 4 months.
Is it like a group home for like alcoholism or drug addiction, or are you crazy?
No, for homeless people.
Oh, homeless people. Okay, I missed that one.
Yeah, I have severe mental disability and cognitive.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and anyways, what happened this morning? Well, it actually happened yesterday morning because one of the guys here. Was one of the new guys here that they put the Lord over us was bullying my buddy, which he's pretty much retarded, okay? And I'm just saying it as it is. And you know, I don't stand. You know, I was bullied as a younger child, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, until I could stand up to the bullies.
Right.
And anyways, I don't stand for that in life. I don't stand for that in government. I don't stand for that for anything. And this guy was just, you know, I mean, straight up.
And just to clarify, the guy that was doing the bullying was actually working for the homeless shelter, or he's just another one of the people that stays there?
Correct. So yes, he got put in as staff about 4 weeks ago.
Got it.
Yeah. So now he's lording over us. And then now he's bullying, basically, you know, retarded guy. I don't know what else to put it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And,
power corrupts.
You know,
an absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely nobody.
Okay.
And so I finally, you know, I go and I wait. I mean, I was standing there. The guy was basically almost trying to hurt. And my buddy Ken's been here for like 5 months, and we get along very well. I can talk to him, and we can socialize. I know I try to understand people, even if he talks really weird, and you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
But I'm not going to let somebody bully him. So anyway, long story short, let's cut to the chase. This morning, okay. He has an Obama phone, whatever you want to call it. It's, you know, like the free, you get 500 minutes free. Anyways, somebody, I guess, threw paint on the guy's door and started slamming on it and told him to go, you know, himself. And
hold on,
so,
whose door got paint thrown on it? The staff member who's abusive or the guy who was getting bullied?
Yes. the guy that was being abusive and bullying people around here.
Got it.
And
okay.
he got told in some nice inclusive words, and I guess red paint got thrown on his door like the holy blood of Spirit of Christ coming down on him.
Okay.
I don't know who did it, but my friend alerted me that somebody called the police.
Mm.
And I didn't know they were trying to lure me out of my door. And he was being used as the bait. He was like, hey, man, come on out. Hey, can you come talk
They're
to me?
They're masturbators.
Not the police, though. But guess what? My retarded buddy that they all think is so retarded, he called me on the phone. He's like, dude, don't come out. The police are here. The police are here.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Nice.
They were there. And it's not being paranoid or being crazy,
mm-hmm.
but if I would have came out of that door, they would have arrested me definitely on the spot.
Now, what makes you think they would have arrested you on the spot?
Well, because I bite my nails down to the quick, and it looks like I got blood on my fingers
Jesus.
And my hands. So, you know, they would have, tried to put that, and, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying your hands were bleeding, and so you would have they would have thought that you were the person who put the paint on the door because
of
you're covered
course.
With red.
Yeah, any kind of weak connection they can make, even if it doesn't make any sense, is they'll use against you.
Yep, that very well could have been the case.
And then they'll get up in courtroom and they'll testify to the fact that I saw red paint on his fingernails. It's like, dude, it was blood, not actual paint.
Fallacious AI in our Twitch chat room says, caught red-handed. Yeah, so smart
Love
move,
you
Bobby. You stayed in the room. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, and when the police come by, and this isn't legal advice, we're not attorneys, but my understanding is you aren't obligated to speak to them. You aren't obligated to come out of your home to speak to them. You certainly aren't obligated to let them inside. And the more you talk with these guys, the closer you are to getting arrested.
If they're allowed in your home and they have a warrant, they'll break your door down. Yeah, you don't have to.
Don't you worry. So if you want to comment, you can join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. All right, so I want to hear more of the story, Chris. So we're talking about how what I would say is the biggest group visitation I've ever seen in New Hampshire in the nearly 15 years that I've lived here. And I've been to a lot of these, you know, welcome to town kind of, you know, people are coming in, they want to visit, we want to welcome you kind of thing. I've been to tons of these, never seen anything like this tonight.
So, I guess, where was I? So, we're on the...
So, you're in this Freedom Cells group. They started a Jitsi chat, which is a video chat.
Right.
They were talking about, what do we do? Because things are bad.
Right.
You're like, oh, wait, you're not already here in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
And I think that's where you left
It kind of took by surprise because these people were talking. I've been paying a little bit of attention to what they're talking about, and it's all the same stupid
complaints
stuff that I can't handle.
Well, they're legitimate complaints. You're just tired of hearing about
it. Right. I'm tired of, right. Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, okay, I know the government's cracking down on stuff. I know the government, you know, I know all of this stuff. I know people don't like wearing masks, but I'm sick and tired of hearing it because it's all I hear about all day, every day, from the time that I wake up in the morning to the people in the office, to the you know, I go to a crypto meetup.
Keep going with the story.
I'm listening on this chat room, and they're talking about it. Yeah. It's like, I'm sick and tired of it.
Oh, anyway, gotcha.
So I just figured it was the same people that I already, that are in my community that I'm
But they weren't.
But they weren't. So I
told them all about what's going on.
I started telling them about, oh, you're not in New Hampshire. Okay, have you heard of the Free State Project? Have you heard of the free migration, movement that's going on in New Hampshire? And people were all shaking their head. Nobody had heard of it. And I'm like, wow, really? Okay, so everything that I'm understanding that you guys are trying to do, we've already done it. We've already started doing it in New Hampshire. And we've already accomplished so much compared to, what you're experiencing. And it's like, it's not, and I was like saying, I was trying to say, it's not perfect. It's not like we have, we don't control the state. We have some influence in the state at the state level, but
bigger than any libertarians anywhere else.
And that's exactly the point that I was making. And that's exactly where I went with it. It was like, we've got 20 times more representation than anywhere, maybe more than 20 times representation than anybody anywhere else, and I just went on to all the different things. And I talked about they've been throwing tickets out left and right every time, you know, somebody gets a ticket for something for the past year.
Right.
We even had some, one of our young person even almost got arrested by fleeing from the police, and they didn't arrest him, and he was driving without a license. I mean, there's just so much stuff that's been going on over the years, and I also brought up parking tickets.
Some of the success stories.
And crypto, you know, how we got a bill passed for crypto, and just there's so many different success stories, and so I ended up inviting them up here for, check it out, because we're already doing what you're trying to do, which is basically what they're trying to do is get a community together.
And they came up as a group for the first time ever.
Yeah, and these people don't know each other. They're from all over.
It's amazing. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, this beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the 4 rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also call us through our Matrix chat server over at chat.lrn.fm. That's actually where you get the instructions on how to join said server. You follow them step by step, and you should be able to get in there just fine. It's Ian, Chris, and nobody in the studio here tonight. Of course, there's stuff in the news to talk about, but I like talking about things that are not necessarily news sometimes, but to us, they're news.
Oh, yeah.
In this case,
it's newsworthy, I think, to people within certain circles, at least.
To people that care about freedom, this was a big night here in Keene, and it wasn't what I was expecting at all. I didn't really know that it was going to be a dozen people coming to Keene who didn't know one another. I mean, there were couples, so some of them were couples.
I did say, like, eight to 12-ish people, and I think we might even have had more than that.
There were a dozen at this dinner tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
I counted that.
Okay.
And were they all there? Were there maybe some people that went home, they didn't come to
there
the...
There are other people that just are coming up for the day, but I'm not sure exactly which day it
tomorrow,
is.
Maybe?
Maybe tomorrow, yeah. I'm
so,
not
yeah,
really
so
sure.
More than a dozen going to be here this weekend. These are folks who are from the Northeast, but, you know, New Hampshire's attracting people from all around the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Now, obviously, it's harder to come here if you don't live already in the United States.
Yeah, we have people all the way from Russia and Ukraine.
We do. We've had movers recently from Portland. There's a couple that moved here with their kids.
California, too, yeah.
We helped them move into their house over the summertime. And there's a couple that just put a bid on a house from California last weekend. So we met them. And there's been so many people coming up to visit.
And this is a town of 2,300 people.
Yeah, some of them are looking across they're looking across the southern shore of New Hampshire.
Sure.
But you know, if you're going to visit New Hampshire, you should visit Keene.
Oh yeah,
should check it out.
It's one of the nicer places in New Hampshire, really. So.
So they were here. You met them on the Freedom Cells group, which I'm really glad to see that becoming fruitful. Because, you know, I always worry, like, oh, another chat room. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, well, there's a zillion chat rooms. Are the libertarians going to keep talking themselves to freedom? Because that's not going to work, right? You got to do something.
Yeah.
And so these people are picking up, and they're at the very least visiting. And I think some of them sounded like they were ready to make the move.
Yeah,
I was really impressed.
They, pretty much all the people I think that were talking and actually have made the effort to come here, they're here with the intention of looking at, I don't want to say they're looking at necessarily places to buy quite yet. Some people are kind of on that borderline. They're kind of looking, or buy or rent. Yeah. I'm just saying for a place. I don't think they're quite there yet. Some of them are definitely, they're all going in that direction, but they're looking to see where they would like to move. Or what might be a good place to move to, what community, you know, which, because there's more than one. I mean, when you have thousands of people here already, there's going to be different vibes and different liberty, you know, communities and circles within New Hampshire itself.
And they had a lot of questions for you as well, because you sort of met them earlier today.
I've already had multiple chats with them on, you know, video chats.
Right.
So, yeah.
It was great. I'm still just overwhelmed by the experience. It was, this is amazing that this is happening.
They were all super interested in crypto, even though none of them had actually had a chance to use it or, you know, even really hear about it. And so we literally spent 2 hours talking about cryptocurrencies
at the Bitcoin Embassy.
Yeah, going from the very basics of how it works to.
So cool.
I mean, it was all basic stuff, but it was still like, it was more detailed than you need to know, in order to use it. Which is really super interesting when people are asking like really good questions, detailed questions about how it works under the hood. And so it was a basic intro, but it was still like they were asking good questions like what is money, you know, why is this worth something, you know, why, you know, all sorts of questions about fees and transaction fees.
They seem like very smart younger folks.
Yep.
And I mean, look, I don't want to say stay away retirees. Come on up retirees. I mean, we need those people too.
Oh,
we need people who are at all walks of life, that because if you're retired, you've got a whole bunch of money usually at your disposal that you know you can you can put to use for activism. If you're retired, you've got kids; they're grown up. You know, if you're a young couple with there was a couple there with a baby, right? They literally just had a child, and there's the younger couple that's just moved to town. They've got a kid too, and that's the reason they can't come to Nightcap tonight because they got a kid.
Yeah,
that's understandable. But if you're in your 60s or 70s, your kids aren't the excuse anymore. Now you could do all kinds of things you couldn't do with kids. So like getting out there and doing, you know, I think we need elderly civil disobedience. Honestly, I think that's what
definitely.
We need.
You know what's interesting though is that. I feel like we had a number of years where it was pretty much all young people moving, and then they got old, mm-hmm. and then it was like, we have some older people now moving, but there's no young people anymore. And now, but
they're back.
Now they're back.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm excited, and it gives more new blood. I don't know if new blood's the right word or how to phrase it.
But it is new blood. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, and we need new blood.
There are
people who are ready to get out there and do some activism,
right.
and not have it be the same old
and do
people.
Something different. Do something different.
Yeah.
Try something new.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them are going to try the same things because they haven't tried those and failed yet.
Sure.
So they're going to try the same things.
But that's okay.
And politics
and
I
don't necessarily think that everything that has failed has really been a failure.
No.
It's just that you can't continue to do it forever because it ultimately, you know.
Well, you learn from the experience and you change your approach.
I mean, you can only,
a lot of times good ideas.
Like, I think civil disobedience is not necessarily, like, and I think this is an example. Like, so civil disobedience is, I think, a great tool, but I don't necessarily think that the same people can do it again and again.
No, they
can't. Eventually you actually see real jail time.
Yeah.
So
you
do civil disobedience, but then you need new blood if you want to keep doing it.
Yeah,
and that's
sure.
and that's why new blood is useful, because new blood, you know, you can do it and you can keep it up, assuming that you actually have new blood coming in. But if you don't have that, then... You know, or you have only older people or people with kids, you know, it's harder for them to get arrested and spend a few days in jail than it is for somebody who is out of college and, you know, not necessarily in a
spot. Well, on the other hand, if you're elderly, then it doesn't matter what criminal record you rack up.
That's true, too.
Julian Heiklin was a great example of this. He was the elderly gentleman who was in his... I think it was early, mid-70s. I think actually it was like close to 80 by the time his career had sort of had wrapped up. But he would go to federal courthouses and hand out jury nullification information. Well, they don't like that federal courthouses. So they would send men with guns out to harass, threaten, and intimidate him and ultimately arrest him on multiple occasions. And, you know, he would actually, I think he went limp, actually. So he was like total he was total civ dis. Like, some people, if
definitely.
They do civil disobedience, will just go along with the police when they get arrested. And that's understandable, because cops, they could crack your head open, right? So you're like, I understand why
you need that. I don't need a broken leg.
Right. This guy, he's, you know, his kids are grown up, his grandkids are out of the house or whatever, then he didn't care. And he was just like, okay, I'm just going to go limp. And a lot of times they would arrest him, move him from where he was, which is like the front door of the courthouse, handing out jury nullification information. They'd take him into the, you know, whatever cell they had him in, and then, you know, jury selection would be over. And then they'd let him out. So they wouldn't actually end up charging him on most of the occasions, although there was a situation in Florida where they did charge him with some BS misdemeanors and tried to put him in jail for a long time. He ended up leaving the country at that point.
That's right.
So he's never coming back.
When you flee, you know, persecution effectively, like, I'm going to be rooting you on.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of people, like, fleeing the country in the sense that I don't want people to leave. I want people to stand up. But at the same time, if you're facing, you know, the rest of your life in prison, and there's a good chance they're going to get you on those charges,
get out.
I want to curse right now, but I'm not going to. But get out. You know, it's like...
So, 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free line. The point is, we need everybody here who loves liberty. If you care about freedom, you really need to start making plans. Come on up and visit New Hampshire. You know, anywhere you go, you're going to find like-minded people.
Oh,
wherever in New Hampshire. So, if you want, you can go to move.shiresociety.com. There's a little bit more information about that there. And we got your calls and thoughts coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies. And her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting his administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
In the past 9 months, my administration has initiated the single greatest mobilization in U.S. history, pioneering, developing, and manufacturing therapies and vaccines in record time.
The president president speaking at the White House and congratulating everybody who's been involved in Operation Warp Speed. The president also noting Pfizer's recent announcement of having a vaccine that's more than 90% effective. According to AAA, around 50 million Americans will travel for Thanksgiving this year amid the coronavirus pandemic, that number down about 5 million from previous years. The estimated 50 million figure would mark the largest one-year decrease in travel since the economic crisis of 2008. You're listening to USA Radio News. All eyes still on Georgia as both of Georgia's U.S. senators are in runoff elections. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins saying this is the time to be looking into illegal ballot harvesting and other things that aren't allowed under Georgia law.
It shouldn't be allowed. In fact, if people know about that, they need to get in contact with us. They need to contact and come forth with affidavit saying this is not allowed. This is not something you're able to do is to take and harvest these votes.
Coronavirus continuing to impact the world of sports.
As positive coronavirus tests have postponed a number of college football games this weekend, one conference is canceling all sports for the next several months. The Ivy League announced Thursday that all winter sports would be canceled, shelving men's and women's basketball, wrestling, indoor track and field, swimming, and fencing. The league also postponed the start of spring sports until the end of February and won't conduct previously canceled fall sports during the spring semester. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! You dial in if you want. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Ian, Chris, and nobody in the studio here tonight. You know, we were talking, I think it was actually one of our callers called in about corrupt cops and, bad encounters with the police, and we were discussing how people don't trust the cops anymore because, well, they've proven themselves to be untrustworthy, number one. They will arrest you or your friends for the smallest of infractions and intimidation tactics, and they will lie to you and just to get you to admit to something, and victimless crimes are constantly putting people behind bars for those things. All the while, some of those cops are actually committing crimes of their own.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so shocked. Cops commit crimes, too?
Right. And so, there's no shortage of stories like this. So it's actually, but it's been a while since we've covered one of them here on Free Talk Live, just because, you know, like you were saying, you're getting tired of all the COVID crackdown mask mandate stories, and that's like all there is now. But there is, on occasion, you see a corrupt cop story.
Between this and, the election, those two things, especially this week, the election, but yeah.
But it was to the point where for a long time there were so many corrupt cop stories, I was burned on those.
Yeah,
there
were
just so many of them. And so now we got one here. I just want to share this with you. This is from the Miami Herald. Bad boys for life. Cops live Miami lifestyle, secretly protected cocaine load, according to federal government. On social media, Miami-Dade police officers Roderick Flowers and Keith Edwards penned are preened with their badges, donned thick gold jewelry, and smoke cigars. They also took a liking to Bad Boys, the police action movie franchise set in Miami. On Instagram, Flowers even used the name Mike Lowry, the character played by actor Will Smith. Around last Halloween, Edwards posted a photo of the two dressed like the fictional detectives with the caption, quote, "We ride together, we die together, Bad Boys for life." That's the number four. Federal authorities say they may now go to prison together. Flowers appeared in federal court on Friday afternoon, one day after so-called authorities arrested the two on allegations that they'd agreed to act as muscle for a cocaine trafficking operation set up by undercover agents. Also charged, a Miami money laundering suspect named Manuel Carlos Hernandez, who boasted that Officer Flowers was on his payroll, according to court documents. And according to a criminal complaint, the case was made with the help from a confidential source posing as a Mexican cartel member who arranged international money laundering deals with Hernandez and brought in the two cops to help transport a shipment of white girls, which is code word for packages of cocaine, from Homestead, Florida to Aventura. "Welcome to the Sinaloa cartel," the source told the officers, who laughed and drove away after the transport operation in Miami on September 16th, according to the complaint unsealed late Thursday night. Flowers and Edwards are charged with conspiracy to distribute and possess cocaine. The cocaine was actually fake, and the entire operation carefully orchestrated by agents, according to court records. Federal magistrate Friday granted Officer Flowers bond and ordered he be confined to his home while awaiting trial. Edwards did not appear in the virtual court hearing because he had remains in medical isolation at the detention center in Miami. He tested positive for COVID-19 upon entering detention, and it was not immediately unclear when he could be released on bond. The charges were the culmination of a six-month investigation by the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Now, really, the big question is, what turned them on to these guys? So they must have been doing some naughty stuff to get the, you know, the federal government's attention. This couldn't have been just some random, you know, setup, right? So somebody knew that they were up to something, I suspect.
I mean, the Facebook page may have, you know, bragging about it may have annoyed some DEA agent or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so, because, I mean, ultimately what they were bragging about was they were just trying to imitate movie cops. So, I mean, that's not a crime in and of itself.
No, but these guys are like, you know, they do things for the wrong reasons. They do it because, you know, for arbitrary, you know, reasons of annoyance of other cops or other people.
The alleged bullies. Money launderer is charged with conspiracy and money laundering. He's being charged alongside another man who described himself as being involved in money laundering and had political ties in Nigeria, according to court documents. The two officers had been members of Miami-Dade's Priority Response Team, a unit created after the 2018 Parkland School massacre to respond to major incidents. Flowers, who's 30, hails from a law enforcement family. His sister is a police officer in Georgia, and his father is Raleigh Flowers, the police chief in Bal Harbour and a former high-ranking Hialeah officer. So daddy is a cop, too. Edwards is a former soldier and father of three, according to his social media accounts. DEA agents and the confidential source first zeroed in on Hernandez, who ran Hernandez Investments in Davie. Over the months, he boasted of numerous clients he'd laundered money for, his fat bank account, and plans to open a barbershop and car wash to wash dirty money. Is this guy just posting about that on Facebook?
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Like these people, there are a lot of stupid people out there.
Unbelievable. Over the summer, meetings that were secretly recorded, the source arranged a series of laundering deals involving drug money with Hernandez and his two associates. In July, he told the source about a Russian strip club owner who was looking to launder dirty money. But later, he told the source that, quote, he'd made some calls to law enforcement connections, unquote, to vet the Russians and learn they were informants. The following month, the source asked if Hernandez's secret cop source could run a license plate for someone that supposedly owed him money. So now we're getting the details on the backstory here. So they were investigating the money launderer. So the money launderer was on Facebook bragging about doing money laundering.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
An undercover officer is reaching out to him and, you know, connecting with him. And this idiot, the money launderer, is bragging about the Russian strip club owner and then bragged that he made calls to his law enforcement connection. So that turned the agent who was doing the investigating on to, all right, well, who are his law enforcement connections?
It's not the law enforcement agent who is being investigated who did it to himself. I mean, he did correct to some degree. The fact that they knew who he was.
The other guy spilled the beans,
but yeah,
buddy.
Well, this is the thing. It's like you don't. This is why you need to avoid dealing with stupid people, like people who don't understand operational security. You should not be dealing with, period.
So the source asked for the cop. So he asked the money launderer, the alleged money launderer, if his cop source could run a license plate, which would mean that he'd be able to figure out who it was, right?
Yeah.
DEA agents later learned the cop who ran the tag through the law enforcement database was Officer Flowers.
Mm.
Hernandez later told the source that Flowers and an unnamed cop cousin were on his payroll and had acted as security for money laundering activities, he said. The source met Flowers at Hernandez's office on September 9th and asked if he was indeed a cop. He says, yeah, I don't look like one, right? Flowers allegedly replied. The source eventually offered to hire Flowers to protect a shipment of cocaine that was to be transported from a Homestead motel to a location in Ventura. Now, again, this was a complete setup. There was no actual cocaine. Flowers eagerly explained his security prowess, even explaining that he and Edwards both had SWAT training. Quote, Flowers demonstrated with his hands that he was trained to shoot in the stomach and chest area, the complaint said. He explained that if it were a headshot, it's from the ears up near the forehead, unquote. The source paid Flowers $5,000 up front, according to the DEA. Edwards later met with the source in person, also boasting of his security training sharpened in the military. He referred to himself as a cop's cop, whatever that means. The operation deal took place without a hitch on September 16th, with Flowers and Edwards accompanying the transport in separate cars from a hotel in Homestead to one in Aventura, according to the DEA. So, case closed. They got these two.
I don't know if I you know, this is one of those situations where I don't know if I need to be rooting this bad cop on or being like, see, they're bad. Cops are bad people, but,
have you seen what they do here?
It's like, I don't know. I mean, protecting, you know, drugs, you know, protecting the people who the other cops would otherwise be stealing from these drug, I don't know if you want to say drug dealers, but certainly the middleman, seems like an honorable thing to do to some degree.
Yeah, I mean, the job of protecting a drug shipment isn't a bad job.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's got to protect high-value goods. There's no doubt about that. But what this goes to show is that the police, who ostensibly are doing one thing, are actually doing a completely other thing.
Yeah,
and in this
sure.
case, collecting $5,000, which, you know, I don't know what they're paying cops in Miami, but I'm going to guess it's $50,000 or $60,000 a year or something like that. So, you know, he got a nice 10% bonus just to do this one job. So it makes you wonder how many of these other jobs they've been doing, how many times have they done things like this, and how many other cops are also like them. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can dial in. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. More companies cracking down on freedom of speech online. You're going to have an update on one that I think a lot of people probably wouldn't have expected to hear about coming up, DuckDuckGo, in just a few moments. That's what story Chris is going to share with us. But you've also heard us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live. It is a cryptocurrency, and one of the things that makes it different is it's super easy to set up a masternode. Now, a masternode is a special type of node that performs certain services for the network and gets rewarded for performing those services, and you can do that with Divi easier than any other cryptocurrency that I have ever heard of or seen. In fact, I've gone through the process, and it's super simple. Go to DiviProject.org. You can get started learning about Divi there. You can acquire Divi at multiple exchanges or get it straight from the Divi team. Now, you can get in touch with them directly through Telegram by going through DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Now, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We were talking about the corrupt cops just a moment ago. Another example of where, when given the opportunity, a couple of cops who... they were on, like, you know, the task force of some sort of SWAT training, and yeah, they were been around for a while, right? One of them was the son of a police chief. So his family, his sister is a cop. His family is a cop family. And yet, they were willing to take $5,000 to run a load of cocaine from point A to point B and basically provide security and protection for that load of cocaine. As you point out, Chris, there's nothing inherently wrong with, you know, selling drugs to voluntary, you know, buyers or whatever.
Or protecting the people who are carrying the drugs or moving the drugs or whatever.
Right, but there is a problem with hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Especially
I would agree with you on that.
And I'm not saying that they should be persecuting the war on drugs, no. But that's ultimately their job as police.
Right.
And they probably would arrest punished you if you had a pound of cocaine in your car,
yeah.
And then they'd probably take the cocaine and sell it on the black market.
Yep, yep. And this is spot on. I mean, it just goes to show the corruption in the police force and the fact that they're willing to do things that are immoral and criminal as well as, you know, just like violent, just plain out violent and for a paycheck effectively.
I mean, they could have kept setting these guys up too, right? Like they stopped at this point. They had enough to convict them on this, but I bet you it would have been interesting to ask these guys other questions about, okay, you boys did a good job with that cocaine deal. How about we set you up on a hit?
Ooh,
you know, see how far they would go with being corrupt cops.
I wouldn't put it past, you know, I wouldn't, especially, you know, if I were to actually want to set up a hit, I bet you a police officer is one of the better people to go and do that because they're going to be able to cover it up and nobody's going to question it. Mm-hmm. And they got their buddies, you know, they're going to, you know, lie for them and say, yeah, I was there or whatever. And I saw what happened. And the guy, you know, the guy pulled a gun or whatever on my fellow cop and they'll just lie about it. Right.
Sure.
And this is, and these guys, what people don't understand is cops are actually trained to lie. Like, and
they lied in your case.
They do. And they're trained to lie. And it's under the guise of getting people to like reveal information like crimes and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the reality is they don't only use that training for getting people to like reveal crimes. They actually use that training in order to basically you know, make stuff up when they get on the stand, and nobody ever calls the cops.
Sure. Because
theoretically it's they're committing perjury when they do so, but
you can't prove it.
Yeah, you know, and even if you could,
if it's their word against yours,
right? And even if you could, who actually is responsible for you know, doing something about that perjury?
The prosecutors,
right? And the prosecutors aren't going to do anything about it because it's in their interests to get convictions.
Right.
So the whole system is just corrupt from the.
It's awful.
There's
so many stories like this. It's time and time and time and time again. There's so much corruption. It's overwhelming, but yet people still have this mantra that they repeat. Oh, well, it's just a few bad apples.
It's just a few bad apples. The whole thing is corrupt from its very core.
Right. It's got corrupt incentives.
It does.
That it's built upon, basically. I mean, there's nothing corrupt inherently with the idea of saying, hey, there's murderers and rapists out there, we should do something about that. I get that. That makes sense. But the problem is the corruption comes in when you have a monopoly on coercive force, where these guys can basically do anything they want to do. They can be as bad boys as they want to be, and you're still forced to pay for it. If you don't like the service, quote, service that they're giving you, they will steal your home from you if you don't pay for it.
I think it goes even deeper than that, because ultimately you're swearing allegiance to effectively somebody else.
To the state,
state. And the state is not
just
a moral beast. It's a, you know, laws are not based on morals. So anybody who's willing to swear an allegiance to the state is swearing an allegiance to do bad, immoral stuff.
Correct. You're swearing an allegiance to a system that encourages corruption and hypocrisy.
Right, right. It's like you good people don't become cops. It's just that simple. And I understand that there's going to be some people out there.
I wouldn't go that. I won't go that far. I won't go that far because I think some good people did become cops, and then they found out how bad it was.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's hard to believe that, you know, somebody would get through all the way through the training and everything else, and then be like, oh, now I'm discovering, you know, that this is a corrupt and bad system. It just, I don't know.
You might discover it during training.
Yeah,
but you might think to yourself, well, I can do something from the inside.
Kind of
I can
excuses. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
You might think to yourself, okay, I can
come
change
up with
this.
A really big lie to yourself.
Sure.
To excuse away, you know, what you're being trained to do. I mean, they're literally teaching you when you go to the police academy. They're teaching you how to lie in order to extract information from people.
Sure, and that should be your first clue that there's something wrong here.
Right.
No doubt. I mean, some cops lie for their whole career. They're undercover agents, and that's all they do. That's what they do with their day is tell lies to people. It's sick.
And even if that was acceptable, even if we'll say, okay, well, that's justifiable because whatever. How are you justifying it when you get up on the stand and do it?
Oh, to lie. Well, they would probably justify it in that case of, well, they know this is the bad guy, so they can't prove it, but they're going to lie about it.
All right. That's like, you know, typical.
I'm just blown away by how you know, terrible people justify, you know, their violent actions. Mm. I don't think it's right. I just, you know.
I'm not going to go so far as to call them terrible people, because I don't think they all are terrible people. Well, I think that there are some people who, I think most of them.
Certainly what they're doing is terrible.
Yeah, I mean, from your perspective, that's true. And from my perspective, I don't appreciate what they're doing 90% of the time. But every now and then they actually will go after a real criminal, and I don't think that they're wrong necessarily in those instances. I think that it would be nice if that was all they did, instead of going after people who are selling cocaine, for instance, or drinking alcohol on Main Street, or, you know, being whatever, a teenager with cigarettes. I mean, so there's a bunch of stuff that they're doing that is definitely immoral, is definitely wrong, and it comes from the fact that people believe in the idea of the state. This is a mass delusion that justifies this behavior. Not only are they told that it's a good thing to be a military person or a cop or whatever in the government schools, so they're constantly pounded into their head. It's also pounded into their head by the media. There's constant worship of until this year. There's finally some media that's been actually focusing on the police because of the George Floyd thing. Finally pushed some people over the brink. But up until 2020, the media was full on with the police. And so the propaganda is just nonstop. There are women, and I'm sure men too, who are badge bunnies. These are people who are attracted to power. The uniform turns them on. So they get all this, like,
it's adrenaline.
There's adrenaline, and then there's the adrenaline of being in the moment, right, going after a criminal or whatever. So there's adrenaline junkies. But there's all this reinforcement of, you're doing a good thing. This is good. This is what people want. This is what the state wants. This is what people vote for, etc. So they believe they're doing the right thing in a lot of cases.
The problem is that the cops, you know, people have this impression that cops go after, you know, rapists and murderers and things. And the reality is,
most cops don't.
Yeah. The reality is, most cops, that's not what they're doing. So this, you know, even if you got all the way through training and become a cop, it's hard for me to believe that by the time you get that far along and you haven't realized that's not what your job is, that's not what you're going to be doing. How do you continue that?
You should ask a cop that and see, or a former cop, somebody who's left for whatever reason and they've sort of come to the good side. There's, I'm sure, a whole bevy of justifications out there for it. Mm. Some of them, it might be, well, I got to put my kids through college and this is going to be a good way to pay for it. The money's good and I'll try to do as much or as little damage to people's lives as I can. I'll look the other way on this and that. And, you know, there's a lot of justification that people can go through. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I'd rather have cops that are looking the other way on the teenagers with the 12-pack of alcohol.
I agree, but
more coming up here in moments. Hour 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.